done. Does sound a little bit like some of y'all forgot already. And listen, you may not feel like you need to hear that today, but you've still got to listen. So we're going to try that again, and actually many more times in this sermon. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Lovely. Now, like I said, maybe you don't feel like you need to hear that today. Maybe today you're feeling pretty good. The church is beautiful. The rain appears to be holding off. New life is budding up all around. That baby or that grandbaby is healthy. After this, you're going to go eat a big meal at a crowded table full of smiles and laughters. No, you may not need to hear this today, but I still hope that you will listen. Because someday you, or someone you know, will. Someday these gray stone walls will seem stark rather than beautiful. Someday that baby or that grandbaby will grow up and that baby will suffer, and you will be powerless to stop it. Someday you'll sit down to eat all alone at a table full of sighs. All of us, someday, or many somedays, will find ourselves at a place that seems empty of all hope, of all the life, of all meaning. It doesn't happen to us because we are extraordinarily sinful, but because we are ordinarily human. Someday you will be devastated by loss, broken by the world, and have more questions than answers. And then you will need to remember. You will need to remember this day, these words, this fact. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Okay, I think we're starting to get it, right? Thing is, I think it's just so easy to forget these days, right? When we sit in a beautiful church all done up with flowers and special music, it's easy to forget what a complete, let's say, total radical upheaval that first Easter was. We might think, and somewhat rightfully, that everyone in today's gospel is being just a little bit silly. Everyone knows how this ends, right, guys? In fact, this whole last chapter of the Gospel of Luke is Jesus walking around proving his resurrection. But if we are honest, these disciples' confusion, their utter shock, is probably about what any of you would feel if the most basic assumptions you had about life and death were suddenly just completely blown away. Even if you know deep down that this is good and very good news, it's still a little bit unsettling. So of course the women are completely flummoxed. And of course Peter, even Peter, the only one who goes to see for himself, ends up only amazed. Not convicted, not convinced, just mind blown. He had to go home and lie down and think about it. The truth is, though, that resurrection makes no sense. It is completely illegible, totally incomprehensible, except when we remember. It makes sense when we remember, as those men in shining white said, remember what Jesus said. How in Galilee he told his disciples that he would be killed and on the third day rise again. It makes sense when we remember what else Jesus told those disciples too. That he spoke about a love so deep, so broad, so high, that it will chase us down like lost sheep, lost coins, or lost children. Not just to chastise us, not to cut us down, but to embrace us and bring us home. It makes sense when we remember that God so loved the world, that God sent her only son to live like us and die like us, not to condemn the world, but to save it. And that's the best news. That's what you've got to remember. This world will do its best to make you forget, to make you give up hope. The world will tell you time and again that there is no point in working towards justice, that there are no mysteries left, nothing beyond what you see. There's not really even much of a reason to be kind or even very nice to one another. And yes, you too will sin and fall short of the glory of God. You will forget who and whose you are. You will lose the path you set out on. And even then, there is that good, good news. Even then, you've got to remember. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Remember this. Remember that even when we were far off, God met us in Jesus Christ to bring us home. Even when we forget who we are and whose we are, God remembers us, all of us. God remembers you, you in particular. God remembers who you are at the deepest core of your being. God remembers that you are made in love and you are made for love. And that love, no power, whether here on earth or in the heavens above, not least of which the power of death, no power at all can prevail against that kind of love. That's why we say all these alleluias today, and also even as we go down to the dust, as the prayer book puts it. Even though we grave, we make our song, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So remember this when you stand at the mouth of the grave, when you find it empty of anything, most especially meaning. Remember this day. Remember these words. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Remember that. And now, go and tell somebody. Go and tell somebody, because you may not need to hear that today, but somebody somewhere does. That's why we do these things together. That's why we do life together. That's why God sends angels and commissions disciples. And someday you will need to remember that yourself. And to remember that word when you need it the most, you've got to hear it here today first. You've got to tell somebody. And really, the whole world needs these reminders these days. The voice of destruction is screeching loudly, proclaiming abroad the reign of death. And the world needs voices to counter that message. The world needs the voices of people like you. You who know that the rumors are no idle tale, that the rumors of God's abiding love are true and trustworthy. The world needs voices who know that what looks like the end of the story is really just the beginning of the next act or acts. The world needs people who remember the deep truth that undergirds our world and makes it all make sense. And that truth is love incarnate. Love that is not and will never, ever be defeated by death. The world needs people who will proclaim that love in word and deed, far and wide, that all may know and hear the love of God. So I'll ask you to say it for me, just one more time. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I heard you loud and clear that time. Now pray for me, as I'll pray for you, that we may remember it tomorrow. Amen.